my husband was from Delhi. I told him in the courtship period that I want to experience everything with you. You will be my boyfriend, you will be my friend, my lover, my husband. I was just clueless. We went to Canada and they took me to the mall, eventually went in the changing room and I opened the door and I was calling him. Nobody came. And then I went out and I saw that they had left me in the mall. I had no passport, no phone, nothing. I conceived in the United States. We were on tourist visa, B1, B2. He said that because I was on a tourist visa, it would be very expensive to show to the doctor. So he took me back to India. I was in Delhi with my in-laws. My husband came back to the United States. And I was told that his business would flourish if he gets a boy child. So I now need to travel back to the United States because they wanted a male U.S. citizen child. And he brought me back to the United States, this time on H1 and H4 visa. Things got aggravated. I told him that I would complain to the police. He said, immediately your dependency will be canceled. You will go to India and the child will go to foster home. He used to hold us from behind our neck and grab that. So he was doing with my child, and I just took off his hand and I said, stop hurting him. And he hit me, and then my child came, stop hitting mom. And he was thrown out of the house. He was banging on the doors and ringing the doorbell, mama, open the door, mama, open the door. And when I tried to open, my husband pushed me, so I couldn't open the door. So then my son was like, I saved you. You never came to save me. I hate you. Couple of incidences happened where he started telling my son to hit me. So my son punched me and I was crying. He said, Papa said that we don't need you anymore. He was going to the camping from his scouts and he said, I wish the bear comes and eats me over there. And so dad can live peacefully and you go to Nani and live peacefully because of me, you guys keep fighting. So I pray to God that the bear comes and eat me. No friends, no family. No police complaint ever because I was told that I will be deported back. You don't know the law. What are you going to do here? At the witness stand, when I asked through my attorney, do you know that the child had punched mother? My husband said she deserved it. Why would I punish the child? After 8 months, emergency screening happened. The emergency screener was told to check if I am mentally stable or not. She testified, there is the parental alienation, there is gatekeeping, father and his family is keeping the child away from mother, and everything was in my favor. Still, I was not given the child. I was still kept on supervised visitations. Still, I was not given the custody. One mistake which I did on that day, and in this 4 years of litigation, I cried in the court. The opposing counsel stood up and he said, I think mother is not fit for the child. Yeah, I am not afraid to use the term that maybe she's mentally unstable and let's put her into therapies. My child, he went under the tables and he bursted out and cried that you guys have ruined my life. And I said, why are you crying like this? He said, no, I have to obey the orders of my dad because if I will not, I will be sent to juvenile hall. And I said, what is juvenile hall? And he said, you don't know, that's a jail for the little kids. This was recorded by the supervised professional. That day, I told my attorney, file the motion. My child is under the threat. I have lived this threat for so many years, and now my child is under the threat. Nothing happened. My child said, when you knew that father was abusive, why did you give me birth? Finally, my son spoke up. The reconnection therapist filed a police complaint, suspected child abuse by father. She involved the CPS. She filed a motion in the court. And then no trial happened, nothing. My husband, he was allowed to leave United States and go to India. He has moved to India, working in the same company. He asked his company to pay him in Indian currency in Indian bank account so that his wages cannot be garnished now. He stopped paying insurance. He stopped paying the support. I said to the judge, please, I will lose my legal status being on H-4 visa because I'm dependent on him. As soon as you grant the divorce, I will become unlawful. And over the phone, within 3 minutes, the divorce was granted.
The divorce was only granted to make me unlawful because an H-4 dependent visa holder is nothing without his sponsor. Your SSN, your medical insurance, your driver license, your bank accounts, your lifeline, everything is in the hands of your H-1B employment visa holder. And you are nothing without them.
Then I am told, prove that you are a mother who is capable of taking care of the child because you're fighting for the custody. How? You have taken away my visa status. I don't have a work permit. I never married a US citizen, a green card holder, or an NRI. I married an Indian businessman. Let the fate of Indian marriages be decided in India, not United States.